Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for 3 months, and man, let me tell you, it is fantastic. I sleep better. I have more energy. My mind is clearer. The trick is the way you guys process it. The nutritive value in the fruits and vegetables stays because you guys are not putting it under any heat. Dr. Howard is a wonderful human being, and sooner or later, the rest of the world is going to catch on to the good things that Balance of Nature is doing, and a lot of people will get on the bandwagon.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
We tried to be a normal talk show once. Worst 2 minutes of our lives. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Matt Mills got into lasers as a kid.
It's just innately cool.
Now he's part of a team of scientists and military backers on the cutting edge of a new technology, making lasers powerful enough to reach up here into the sky where a thunderstorm is just about to start. In the near future, a push-button storm starter could be a real thing.
Here with more about the mission is CBS News science contributor and City University of New York physics professor Michio Kaku. Professor, good morning.
We physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning. Realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes. All of them could be subject to weather modification.
And even hurricanes.
Flooding and even hurricanes. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing. Realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control. But nothing conclusive.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. In fact, on Friday, we had some technical issues. We couldn't do the show. And so we're back. And man, I have my guest from Friday on today, and I'm really happy about this. And a big thank you, by the way, to Dr. Duke Pesta in the last hour. He's just awesome, man. It's like the Red Bull moment. And so it's a lot of fun to always talk with Dr. Duke and catch the Dr. Duke Show. It plays on my Facebook page right after this show. But right now, we're gonna turn the time, as you could probably guess from the intro, and even going back to JFK's words on weather prediction and weather modification. Just going that whole opening clip, Dr. Kaku, the gentleman that cited, oh, hey, remember when we did this in Vietnam War? We created monsoons. And then, of course, the CBS bobblehead said, allegedly. So he had to keep saying allegedly from there on out. But I always appreciate that clip because he really talked about it outwardly on mainstream media. And I don't think they knew what to do with it as far as weather modification. But right now, I gave everybody kind of a history, kind of a homework assignment last Thursday and said, go to weathermodificationhistory.com and look around and come up with some questions. So we'll absolutely take some calls in this hour, 888-673-1450. But I've got the great Jim Lee on with me. And let me tell you, you've done a lot of radio shows. You have some amazing sites like climateviewer.com where your blog is and you can get all your thoughts, all the things that, you're observing right there on climateviewer.com. You can also go to climateviewer.org for the maps and so forth. But tell everybody how you got interested in this, kind of a little bit about you, Jim.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Sure.
You're an excellent radio show.
Thank you.
I've been enjoying the past 2 hours for sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
I got into this about a decade ago, and it really coincided with the birth of my first child and me starting to care about things more than just my personal bliss.
Right.
I did ROTC back in high school, did a whole year worth of weather, and this never came up. And I found that interesting. I was born in the year of the dragon. Apparently, according to Chinese mythology, dragons control the weather.
Interesting.
So I guess I was predetermined to kind of just jump into this realm. But the more I learned about it, the more people pushed back. The more I was determined to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a real thing.
Mm.
So, well, let's just start with that allegedly and put that
yes.
to rest right
Please,
now.
Please, let's do.
You jumped ahead of me. Like, you totally read my mind. I had Kennedy's little speech up, but we'll just skip Kennedy and go to Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson said, from space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change temperate climates to frigid. Raise the levels of the sea. Now, this is Lyndon Johnson. This is an actual quote with references. Also at Texas State University in 1962, while still vice president, he says it lays the predicate and foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world. So directly to that allegedly.
Right.
One of my favorite reporters, since there are very few of those today, is a man by the name of Jack Anderson. And Jack Anderson published the Pentagon Papers. And he actually found out about Operation Popeye / Motor Pool / Intermediate Compatriot. Now, it was renamed each time they figured out what the name of it was. But basically, Jack Anderson saw a note on Lyndon Johnson's office in the White House that read, Louse operations continue as present plus Popeye to reduce trafficability, what a word, along infiltration routes and authorization requested to implement operational phase of weather modification process previously successfully tested and evaluated in some area. Now, he's referring to Operation Grommet, which had happened in the area, and the CIA, Henry Kissinger, and 19 individuals from the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force did Operation Popeye weather warfare over Vietnam, which led to an international treaty. It led to hearings in the U.S. Senate in 1972, which then led to, because they wanted to know, hey, we can control the weather, and B, you didn't even tell the Secretary of Defense. And this led to an international agreement at the United Nations called the Environmental Modification Convention, or ENMOD, E-N-M-O-D.
Was this sponsored by Kissinger, CIA?
Yeah, CIA and Kissinger, along with 19 individuals from the Navy and the Air Force, did silver iodide and lead iodide cloud seeding over Vietnam. They sprayed lead on them as well as Agent Orange. And that was the idea was to make mud, not war, was the slogan. And they were trying to muddy the Ho Chi Minh Trail to make it to where the Viet Cong couldn't, move supplies. So this is not an allegedly. Of course, fake news. That's totally fake news.
Right.
And it's well documented. I have an original scan of the original documentation from Lyndon Johnson's desk and the Pentagon paper subsequent to that on weathermodificationhistory.com. So these are the kind of visceral, you know, just punch you in the gut facts. Can't be disputed, straight out of the horse's mouth.
Right.
You know,
how can it be a theory at this point? I don't understand.
Yeah, they need to jump over this conspiracy theory. And it's very important to me that that's where we go with this, that we keep this grounded in facts, be pragmatic, because as the slogan on weathermodificationhistory.com goes, those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was thinking about India, you know, I was looking at India's past and they had like two floods going all the way back to the 1940s and 1930s. And then all of a sudden, when we get back to this last decade, every year they have major flooding going on. And of course, they're going to blame this on climate change, which is hocus pocus, but and just absolutely ridiculous. But the human cause.
They should be blaming China.
And there you go.
And this is a fact. My last video on YouTube, if you look me up on YouTube, look for Jim Lee Climate Viewer. You'll see my channel. It's about 22,000 subs. My last video was on China. And China originally had planned in 2018, I started covering this, to cover the entire Tibetan plateau in cloud seeding generators. Wow. Now, these go all the way back to 1949. Irving P. Crick invented them. Cloud seeding was invented in 1946, General Electric Labs. And then he invented a way to do it on mountaintops using basically propane tanks on the ground that would burn silver iodide, which would make this cloud seed something for water to stick to, that the wind would carry it up over a mountain and then, you know, produce artificial snow. This process is called snowpack augmentation. So the Chinese wanted to put up 1,000 cloud seeding generators.
Whoa.
Now that has expanded to 100,000 cloud seeding generators.
Really?
In 2018, they said they wanted to cover an area three times the size of Spain.
Oh, my gosh.
Today, they have now expanded their operations to twice the size of India.
Wow.
In 2020, China was hit with the most monstrous floods biblical floods. Now, the Tibetan Plateau not only feeds most of China, like the Yangtze River, the Yellow River, and all that, it also feeds all the rivers going into India. So it is not a coincidence that India and the whole Southeast Asia is getting flooded. And this really is going to lead into what we're going to talk about later, which is geoengineering, that weather modification on a large scale can have long-term effects, transnational, transboundary effects that potentially could lead to war. And that's really where the weather warfare ban of 1978 NMOD has a gray area, because it only says military and hostile, long-lasting intent on doing damage. So that's what it bans. It doesn't ban countries trying to make rain in their own country.
So they provided caveats for themselves and rules for themselves that really aren't going to mean a direct, because they're going to use this in any which way they can and have been. And that's really the point, is we need to wake up to this. I'm going to be right back with the amazing Jim Lee. You don't want to miss this episode at all, so just park the car. I'm telling you, this is fascinating stuff. Weathermodificationhistory.com, climateviewer.com. Be right back with Jim Lee.